You know what time it is. Time to hang out
with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cooper.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everyone that's listening on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to, big shout outs to you. If you want to catch the video version of this show, make sure you go to my website to catch full episodes at thebigscoopwithcoop.com. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/thebigscoopwithcoop. You can also catch a 15-minute preview of this episode right here on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop. All right, people, enough about me. Today's guest, she is a successful book author. She has written books from all the way from 2009. It's called Hard Lessons. And also her newest book that's out right now that's called A Right Worthy Woman. Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Ruth Watson. I want everybody to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And you're about to learn something you didn't know about before. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Ms. Ruth Watson. Ruth Watson, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Coop. I appreciate it so much.
You are so welcome. How is your day going so far? Besides the hiccups before, but how's your day going?
I think it's been pretty good. I mean, pretty good day. And yeah. I'm glad to be on here with you, so...
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'm in North Carolina, so I'm loving the weather right now. Great weather going on. I'm so glad it's spring and summertime because this is the time that I love, minus my allergies. But guess what? It's a great day. It definitely is. Yes, ma'am.
I was in North Carolina this weekend past, so I was in Greensboro.
Oh, wow. Okay. 2.5 hours away from me. Not bad.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Ms. Watson, I did say earlier in the intro, you know, you have written a lot of books. I think your first book did come out in 2009, and you just wrote your latest book now. But for the people that's getting introduced to you for the first time, when did you first realize that you want to become an author or a writer?
You know, I've always wanted to be an author. I wanted to be an author when I was in college. I used to tell people, I'm going to write a book one day. Everybody used to laugh, you know, like, what are you going to write about? You don't have anything to write about. I said, yes, I do. I have plenty of things I want to write about. And, you know, it was just a joke. At the time, I wasn't really that serious about it. So later on, after a career doing some other things, I ended up writing for the newspapers and magazines and things like that. And it led to a book.
Ooh, nice. And you know what? I tell people anytime, it doesn't matter your age, if it's young or old, if it's instilled inside of you, it can happen because that means there's some type of determination and there's a will that you want to do something. You start off as a joke, but look at this. This is a serious career that you have now. And I love it, Ms. Watson. I definitely do. Now, Ruth, what type of hurdles did you go through to get to where you are in your career today?
Oh, my God. Oh, the big R, rejection. Rejection, rejection, rejection. I wrote the book, thought it was pretty good at first, and I sent it off to an agent in Detroit at the time. And she said to me, usually agents don't respond back to you, but because she was recommended to me by Miss Pearl Clegg, I guess she felt the need to give me some feedback. And the writing was subpar. It wasn't right. I hadn't edited it like you were supposed to, Coop. I had just sent it in. You know, you write the story, you're glad you finished, and you start sending it out. And then I realized I had to do a whole lot of editing. And then after that, she left agenting and went to being a publisher for Christian book publisher. So my book didn't fall in that category. So what I had to do was find an agent. So I had so many rejections. I wrote query after query after query. And it got so bad one time that I said to myself, you know, this is ridiculous, you know, that you have to go through this, because we hear about the slush piles and how your book may end up in this, your manuscript will end up in the slush pile, and how they might read your stuff, and that the query has got to get their attention. I kept on until I finally got an agent. Now, that agent looked at the book, looked at the manuscript, and then she sort of put it aside because she had some other high-paying clients. So I guess she said, I'll get around to it. I don't think she ever pitched it to but two or three people. So I was like, okay, you got to leave this. This is not working for you. Then I started with another rejection pile. So you're talking like 30, 40 rejections again. That's how it happens. It gets to the point where you've been rejected so much that either you're going to cry or you're going to just say, you know, forget it. I was at that point, both cried and say I was going to forget it when I got an agent. And then I got an agent. Now, after getting the agent, it took her maybe 8, 9 months to sell the book, the manuscript. So once you get the agent, then they got to pitch it and try to sell it. And even still, while they're selling it, they're telling you, well, you might want to, you know, do this to the manuscript. It might need some clarification. So you're continuously editing the manuscript because you want it to be as best, the best it could be, because they want to see the first three chapters. And after that, finally, I mean, I was about to give up for real. I was saying, you know, this is my third career. I'm done. And I got the call that my book had been sold to Simon and Schuster.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And you know what? I think that was a test from God right there. Trying to see if you was gonna hold on to that little bit of faith, and look at you did, and look where it got you. Yes, ma'am. Now, Ms. Ruth, let me ask you this. Did you have any mentors to help you out on the way from the beginning of your career all the way up to now?
You know, I didn't have any mentors, but I did meet Miss Pearl Clegg at the cleaners. And she wasn't selfish. You know, a woman of her status, a playwright, a best-selling author herself, she said to me, you know what? When you're done with your book, I'll give you, she gave me her phone number. She said, call me and I will connect you with my agent. But her agent was the one that told me it wasn't right. But I'm glad she did, because it was the best advice I would have ever gotten, because nobody else would have told me. They would have just rejected me straight out and not given me the advice that she gave me. And she told me to always be prepared, get your stuff ready, always, you know, hone in on your skill before you send it out, because you only have one time sometimes to get somebody's attention. And I took her advice. And so, but for as far as mentorship, somebody telling me, no. I went to the library, got books, and read it myself. And then a lot of times we can be a little selfish. People can be selfish when they're climbing the ladder. They don't have time to tell you what they did to do to get there. So I didn't have that kind of help. I reached out to some people and they were like, really, call me. When I called them, they were like, I'm too busy to talk to you. So I knew at that point that it was just going to be me and my faith. And that's exactly what happened. I said, you know, Lord, if it's meant to be, it'll happen.
You're
And
right.
I just kept on and I kept on. But I'm telling you, I almost quit. I almost quit. I
I'm
almost quit.
so glad that you didn't. And you know, a lot of people, when they don't want to give you advice, they are threatened by you. They're scared that you're trying to step on their head to keep climbing up. And I mean, there's enough room for everybody in this world to succeed. It really is. It's just the point of stop being scared and how they say it these days, stay in your lane and just keep going. And that's what you did. Now, you know what? And I'm glad you mentioned that because I want to know your personal opinion about this. I know the rejections you went through, your steps that you took to get to where you are. Do you feel like it's harder to be an author in today's time compared to 20, 30 years ago?
Yes. For African Americans, yes. And I'll tell you why. 20 or 30 years ago, there was a need for African American authors. There weren't that many of us, very few of us. And as time went by, like in the late 80s, early 90s, there was an influx of authors that got contracts in publishing because they needed some African American authors. They have a plenty of us now. So very difficult. It's not easy at all. I think it is probably one of the most difficult jobs you could try to get as a writer, because it all seems like it's easy once you see the book out there, but you don't know the challenges that we go through to just try to get recognition. And then you might see a book out there with that you pick up the book and you read the first chapter and like, how did this get published? And you mean really? And you say, wow, it's just two separate types of things. And we're trying to break open those gaps and bring those gaps together. I mean, not break them open, pull them together so we all can get equal access to publishing. Because we have stories we want to tell.
That's true. I know a few seasons ago I had Zane on my show and she was talking about, how she started also. And she's saying basically the same thing that you were saying, for the need of African American authors, back then. And now, you have a whole bunch of them coming in now. Are their books getting published? A lot of them not. But there's a lot. You can walk in Books a Millions, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, wherever, and you can find these authors everywhere now and these books everywhere. So I want to give big shout outs to every author out there, especially African American, that has actually succeeded and made it to where you want to in life. Continue to write these books, people. I'm talking directly to all of you. Make sure you do it. And also, ladies and gentlemen that's watching worldwide, I hope you're taking out these nuggets that Miss Ruth is saying right now. She's telling you how she's doing this stuff, how she got to where she's at right now. Pay attention to this episode. This is a good episode. It definitely is. Now, Ms. Ruth, let's talk about this now. But we're going to start in 2009. You wrote a book called Hard Lessons. Now, how excited were you when that book actually got published and you saw it where people can come by it? How excited were you?
I was very excited about it, but let me tell you about that. I didn't push that through an agent, so I ended up self-publishing it myself. So I was very excited that I had done something that I wasn't going to wait for publishing to give me the okay. I just went ahead and published it. But you run into these kind of problems when you do that. Distribution.
Yes. Now,
Get
how?
it from Yes.
Now, I was gonna say, how was that experience? Self-distribution compared to going through the big hits itself.
Well, the difference is you get all your money. You get your money, but you're limited to the spaces that you can put your book in. You're limited.
I see. I see.
Very limited because you go through so many processes if to get it into the library, or processes to get it into, say, Barnes and Noble, which you probably won't get into Barnes and Noble because it didn't come from a major publisher. So, Amazon, yes, but you still have to go through a process there. I mean, there are so many, sometimes you have to find a buyers, book buyers, And then you got to go and try to find somebody to tell you who the book buyers are so that you can get to them to say, could you get my book into Walmart? Or can you get my book into Target so that you can get some visibility? But chances are it's going to be difficult. So you're going to be driving around from different bookstore to bookstore. But I want to give a shout out to the independent bookstores because those are the bookstores that's going to look out for the self-published author. And if you have time, you go to independence, they'll say, oh yeah, come and do book signing. We'll split the money and go from there. But it's nothing like publishing with a major publisher. Because with a major publisher, you know that the book has been vetted. That means that the editing has taken place. They've looked at it and they decide who is the market that this book is for. That you have a marketing team. It's a big difference. It's like night and day. You have a marketing team, a sales team, a publicist, and then you have your editors. You have a team to make sure that book is successful. Any money they put in it, they're going to make sure they get it back. You best believe that.
Oh, yes, that's most definitely. Now, correct me because I might be wrong on this, Ms. Ruth. You've done what, 8 or 9 books, correct?
Yeah, I have.
Somewhere in that area.
Yes.
Now, do you feel like by each book it's gotten easier and easier, the process? Not just the writing, I'm talking about the full process from start
No.
to shelf.
No. This is my first, A Write Worthy Woman is my first hardcover novel. The rest of them have been soft cover. Soft cover is easier for them to print. It costs less for them. They're going to invest less money. This is the first one that they put some real money behind. So
Okay.
that's a lesson to learn. But as long as you get published, it doesn't matter whether soft cover or hard cover. But you know that a hardcover novel, they're going to make sure that they push it a little bit more because it costs them more to do that. And they make a decision. They don't even, nowadays, the contracts don't say hardcover or soft cover. They decide that at the very end as to whether or not you get a hardcover novel.
You know, when I was younger, I always wondered. I mean, like during my teenage years, younger years, why were some books hardcover and some was soft? And I always thought maybe it was just a style that people wanted until I learned a few years ago what that really meant. And I was like, wow, the difference in between going hardcover and soft cover. There's a different level between those two. And I see
Yeah.
what you're talking about. I definitely do. Now, Ms. Ruth, let's talk about it now. Let's talk about that hardcover book, A Write Worthy Woman. Can you tell everybody about this book, what this book is about, and how can they find it?
This book is about America's first female and African American banker. She chartered a bank in 1903. African American. Yes. And you'll hear people say she's the first African American, but she's also the first female banker in America. So she's everybody's banker. And without her, women wouldn't know about checking accounts and how to save money. Not only did she charter a bank, she also opened the first African American department store in America. This lady has been a dormant figure. People have kept her silent for so long. It's her time. She's the first lady of Wall Street. In 1927, Forbes magazine did an article and put her on the cover saying that she was the person that didn't get enough credit for what she did in banking. 1927. This lady was a powerhouse. And what she did for us was taught us economics during a period of time during Jim Crow when all we thought about was how we could serve somebody And she taught us how to be leaders and how to count our own money, open our own businesses, and loan money to other people so they can establish businesses and we can become economically sufficient. This lady was just so astute and such a visionary, but she was also a very prayerful person, somebody who tapped into the supernatural to get it done. So, me stumbling on her to write this story was the best thing that ever happened to me because I believe Miss Maggie Lena Walker's name should be on Wall Street, not because I wrote the book, but because she deserved her just due. She is the sister and the female. So she represents women, not just black women, but all women, to do something nobody else has ever done, and her bank never failed. See, during the depression, it didn't fail. During the stock market crash in, I think it was 1909, it didn't fall. It didn't fail. She never failed. And that is a story to be told to the world, not just to us, but to the world. But it's inspiring to anybody that put their mind to doing something and doing it without fearing what might happen to them.
Wow. And you know what, Miss Ruth? That's the thing. When we're in school, we don't learn about this. We don't hear these names. You only hear about the Abraham Lincolns and the George Washingtons and okay, I'm telling my age now, but still, all the way up to current for Barack Obama, all the way up, Kamala Harris. You know, you hear these names, but the pioneers that started it, or kids these days, the OGs that started, y'all know what I'm trying to say, that we don't hear about that. And that's the crazy part. Ms. Ruth, I am so glad that you wrote this book. And I'm telling everybody to go out there and get this book. Where can they get it at, Ms. Ruth?
This book should be at every place you buy a book. I mean, Barnes and Noble, Amazon, the independent bookstores, and if they don't have them, tell them to order it because libraries. This book is everywhere. And there are no place that this book should not be. And if it's not there, just tell them please order the copy of the A Right Worthy Woman by Ruth P. Watson. I have a website, ruthpwatson.com, that you can leave comments on. But more importantly, wherever you are, let somebody know, hey, we have not always been slaves. And we have not always been domesticated. We have not always, we've been bankers. I mean, we owned a bank in 19 that did not fail. There's a lot of banks that crashed during the Great Depression, but not the St. Luke Penny Bank. It did not crash. So we have so much to be grateful for and to hold her in the highest of esteem for what she's done. So.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, watching worldwide, make sure you go get this book. Go get it for yourself. Get it for your family members. You know what? Get it for your haters also, because they need to read this book. They need to all know about everything that's going on back in the day, all the way up to now. There's missing information, people. And Miss Ruth is writing this book for everybody to read it. Once again, make sure you go get this book. Don't go get it now because you're watching this interview. After the interview, get in your car, call an Uber, get online. I don't care. Go get the book. You know what to do. A Right Worthy Woman. Ms. Ruth, one more time. Give them the website one more time.
The website is ruthpwatson.com, www.ruthpwatson.com.
Make sure you go visit that website also. Leave a comment. Let Ms. Ruth know what you thought about the book. I know she'll love to hear about it. Now, also, Ms. Ruth, let me ask you this. Are there any other projects or future books that you're planning to work on that you want the world to know about right now?
Well, I'm working on another book that is going to sort of expose some other great people that we haven't heard about, but also I want to continue on some of this economic kind of things that we're doing because now is our time to establish our businesses and put ourselves in position to be financially free. So it takes work, it takes a lot of knowledge, and it takes a lot of research, and that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Love it. I love it. And make sure everybody you follow Miss Ruth. You want to make sure you keep up with her on the latest and greatest of what she's doing. Like she said, another book is coming. But right now, we're talking about a right worthy woman. Make sure you go get this book once again. Pass it along. Pass the information. If you're a book lover, if you're a person that reads books, sometimes it doesn't matter. It needs to be in your collection. Make sure you go get this book. Now, Miss Ruth, what's the best way for everyone to follow you, like on social media, so they can keep up with you?
Oh, I'm under Ruth P. Watson on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, QP Watson, TikTok. I think I'm Ruth P. Watson on there too. I'm on all of the, so Twitter, Ruth P. Watson. I'm on all of them because I think it's time for me to keep talking about this lady, because I'm waiting for a film producer to give me a call and say, hey, let's do this film about this lady that we knew nothing about, because people don't know who she is. And the word must get out. So film producers, you know who you are. Give me a call, or give me a call, give my agent a call, give my publicist a call. Just give me a call, because we need to get this out to everybody, to the masses.
Filmmakers, you always watch this show. Agents, you watch this show. You guys in the industry watch this show. You know what to do. It's time to make this movie. Stop playing. Get in contact with Ms. Ruth. I'm telling you, make this movie. It's going to be a big seller, just like this book is. Make sure you make this movie happen. I'm talking to all of you out there that's watching. Make it happen. Now, Ms. Ruth, what advice would you give any male or female that wants to become an author?
I want you to always never listen to the naysayers. Anybody that tells you, that even murmurs, oh no, you can't do that, do not listen to them, because I am no spring chicken and I am doing what I want to do. And I want you to be inspired to do whatever you want to do in life to reach your goals. And do not let the haters, the backstabbers, the people that's whispering in your ear, that devil that says you can't do it, to even interrupt you. Don't let the disruptors to get in the way of your success. Just know that if you believe in it, it can be achieved.
Nice, nice. All right, now, Ms. Ruth, this is the last segment of the show. It's called Take the Floor. Now, you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want. No questions asked. Ms. Ruth Watson, take the floor.
I want everybody out here who watches The Coop, The Scoop by Coop, you know, from Coop, to understand that we need people like him to give us the word, tell us what's happening in the world, and to spread the word. Let other people know about him. Not just because I'm on here, but because he's given you what you need, so that you can be inspired to do what you want. Because a lot of times, information, the lack of information is the reason why we're not successful. So listen to shows like this, participate, tune in when you can, because these are the places that you're going to get the best information. The best information is not going to come from just Instagram, where we just give you some fake and some phony, because we need to do that to make you listen to us. This is a real show that needs your real attention. So that's all I have to say.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Ms. Ruth, for everything. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, worldwide, make sure, once again, you go get this book, A Right Worthy Woman. Go pick up every book that she's done. I don't care if it's soft cover, hard cover. If you can even find digital format of it, make sure you get all of these books that she have. I'm telling you, this is a collection that you're going to want to have from Miss Ruth Watson sitting on your bookshelf. I'm telling you, go all the way back from 2009, all the way to 2024. Find every book that she has written. Miss Ruth, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
Thank you for having me. I mean, it's been a joy. Yeah, I can see you have one of those vibrant personalities that brings out the best in everybody. So thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. All right, people, next time on the Bit Scoop with Coop, my next guest is, you know I don't never announce my next guest. You better follow me on social media at the Bit Scoop with Coop to keep up to what's going on next, who's coming on. All right, people, enjoy the rest of your day. Once again, go get the book, A Right Worthy Woman. All right, until next time, peace.